The music of Apollo was Dorian architecture in sounds, but only suggested in sounds appropriate for the lyre. It is precisely this element that determines the character of Dionysian music, and with it, music in general, as altogether non-Apollonian and kept at a distance, producing the deeply moving power of the sound, the unified stream of the melody, and the absolutely incomparable world of harmony. In the Dionysian dithyramb, the human being is stimulated to the highest climax of all symbolic capabilities. Something that was never before perceived demands to be expressed. The destruction of the veil of Maya, oneness as the form of the human species, and even the unity of nature. Now, the essence of nature must express itself as symbolic. A new world of symbols is needed. For once the entire symbolism of the body, not only the symbolism of the mouth, of the face, of speech, but the entire rhythmic movement of all the limbs in the act of dancing. Then the other symbolic powers suddenly intensify furiously, especially those of music in dynamic and harmonic rhythm. In order to grasp this collective release of all symbolic powers, the human being must have already reached that level of self-renunciation that wants to express itself in those powers symbolically. Thus, only his equals can understand the dithyrambic servant of Dionysus. With what amazement must the Apollonian Greek have looked at him? With an amazement that was all the greater and yet not so strange when its gruesomeness mixed with the realization that it was only his Apollonian consciousness that, like a veil, concealed this Dionysian world from him.
Part 3.
To comprehend this, we must remove that artful edifice of the Apollonian culture, stone by stone, until we behold the foundations on which it stands. Here we discern, first of all, the magnificent figures of Olympic gods that stand on the summits of these edifices and whose deeds decorate the friezes in far-reaching illuminations.